Music, give me a call, 415-766-4428. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco Radio. We'll be right back. Filthy Ed!
Whether it be this time, or the next time, I just don't miss quick! Slowly turning bomb!
Pleasure in gutting you, boy. What's wrong with these people, huh, Mason? Don't you think there's a lot of anger flowing around this island? Kind of a pubescent volatility, don't you think? A lot of angst, a lot of 16, I'm angry at my father syndrome. I mean, grow up! We're stuck on an island with a bunch of violence for pleasure-seeking psychopathic Marines. Shame on them! Anyway, I only got one camera and there's two left. Mason?
Yes, I'm here. I was just thinking how wonderful it was when the inmates weren't allowed to talk in here.
Not allowed to talk? How'd you do it?
Nurtured the hope that there was hope. That one day I'd breathe free air. Perhaps meet my daughter. modest hopes, but they kept a man alive.
What'd they put you away for, John?
That's a long story.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
When was the last communication from our men on Alcatraz?
7 hours. Thermite plasma is operational. Get with the president.
Be seated. Gentlemen, consider yourselves on ground alert. If we receive launch authority, your mission is the complete thermal destruction of Alcatraz Island. The entire island is to be blanketed, not one square inch missed. 81 American civilians and a number of U.S. Marines will lose their lives in this airstrike.
Why didn't you just tell them where the microfilm was and create a solution?
The moment they had the microfilm, they'd suicide me. Some solution.
You ended up here.
Which brings me to another question. You broke out. Let me see if I can get this straight. You went down the incinerator chute, on the mine car, through the tunnels to the power plant, under the steam engine, that was really cool, by the way, and into the cistern through the intake pipe, but how, in the name of Zeus's butthole, did you get out of your cell? I only ask because in our current situation, well, it could prove to be useful information. Maybe!
Trade secrets, my son.
General, two operational rockets left. One's at the lower lighthouse and there is one on the roof, and both of the birds are ready to fly, sir. General, can you hear me?
I heard you, Captain.
Oh, just making sure.
Should we
prepare for launch, General?
I'll handle the strategy, Captain.
Yes, sir.
The hour is approaching, sir. Just letting the General know of the time, sir.
I'm very aware of the time, Captain.
Aye, aye, sir. Letting you know. Me and my boys are ready. Cock locked and ready to rock.
Mason, where are you going?
30 years ago, I vowed I wouldn't die in this toilet.
You're not leaving! There's a madman in there with his hand on a button!
Some sniper's gonna get his ass.
Stop moving, Mason. Mason, stop moving.
Hummel won't do it. He's a soldier, not a murderer. I read it in his eyes.
Read his eyes? Oh, well, then everything's just fine! I can't afford to take that chance!
Why don't you talk louder?
3 minutes to go, sir.
They're not going to call, Frank.
Well, they'll call. They'll call if we fire one of our rockets up their ass.
It's Al Kramer here. How's it going out there?
How do you think it's going?
Does Mother Sam, we're going to need another hour, Frank.
You've got 3 minutes.
Frank, we have to get final authorization from the president.
You've got 3 minutes.
Frank, please don't do anything stupid.
They want another hour.
Well, that's bullshit. That's bullshit, General. They're lying.
They're calling our bluff, sir. They're playing you for a fool.
Is. When this is over, you'll go back home, driving Carla and your baby insane in your beige Volvo, and I'll be dead, or back in prison, which is the same thing.
You're not leaving. Oh! All right. I'll do it myself. I got 3 weeks weapons training. I'll kick the... A platoon full of Marines. No problem.
Aye, sir.
Fine. Open control circuit coordinates to the roof, sir.
Oh, no.
Sit on your knees!
My name's Stanley Goodspeed. I'm a chemical weapons specialist for the FBI. Glass or plastic?
What?
Glass or plastic? Glass or plastic?
Shut the fuck up!
Because if the winds change, after you launch those rockets, we're all gonna die!
Shut up!
And you're gonna end up in either a glass jar or a plastic bag! So what do you say? You do the math! Hand over the gun, and let's go find some rockets!
I said shut the fuck up!
You made the right choice.
I decided I didn't want your child growing up without a father. Hey, the last time I swam this channel, I was your age, so I'm fucked either way. So come on.
Weapon is hot. I am standing by for the launch command.
Man, killing Navy SEALs is one thing.
Is this for real?
Hey, it's business.
Access code entered. Weapon available for release.
Launch coordinates 6, 7, 5, 4, 5, 9.
The weapon is hot. I'm standing by for launch command.
It's affirmative.
Standing by for command. Waiting for launch command, General.
Loose!
show with spontaneous innuendos. RadioValencia.fm, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Community radio at its best. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online, on the streets, in your heart. It's there. It's beating. It's ready to go. RadioValencia.fm. The power is all yours. Be part of the team. Be part of the dream. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, STATION, at RadioValencia.fm. Find out how to be in front of the scene, behind the scenes, in the middle of the scene. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. Or if you have music, send it to bands, BANDS, at RadioValencia.fm. There is the passage to music. Shouts out to everyone in the Bay. Friday morning is here. My name is Faco. Live and direct. So much music, so little time. Music, you heard. You heard ESG. The song UFO. Before that, we had, yeah, we threw it down. I threw some new Sublime, guys. I hope you liked it. The song was called Backwards. And that was new music, and that featured Zach Carper, and that was Sublime with Zach Carper's song Backwards. We're going down the line in that album. I believe that was track 4. We're on a 5 on the new album Sublime. Shouts out to the professional. Hope you heard it. I'm sure you heard it many times. Before that, we had music from No Cure. Song Slowly Turning Blue. We also had L1011, new music, song Disorder. Sounds so good, sounds so fresh. We also had music from Mike and Bullard, the song Mystery. I liked it, dig it. And we also had new music from Orr, O-R-R, song Nobody. You're caught up. Anything you need, you want music, 415-766-4428. We also had another way to get in contact me and to get in contact with me. It's Faco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. Handle me. Or you could go on RadioValencia.fm and go on the chatter box. Pick a name, pick a comment, send it on in. Request, shout out, whatever you need. We got it. We're here. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We're here, ready to go, ready with the music, ready with the show. And it's World Cup fever. I got my World Cup underwear on right now. I got my World Cup jockstrap. It's beautiful. The Copa de Oro is in my crotch. And it's ready to go, guys. Today, the first game is USA versus Australia, guys. The battle of the blue eyes. Who's got the best blue eyes in the business? Today, we find out who the real white man is. You watch out. You watch out. It's gonna be good. The big dogs are going at it, man. It's gonna be a good match. We gotta go USA all the way. You know, but it's gonna be fun. I hope you get to check out the game. USA's doing good. I'll be rooting for them. You know, you wanna root for Australia? That's cool too. Whatever you choose, pick a team. Put your money on it. Australia looks good. They've been tough for many years, guys. You know, what did they say? That was like a island of prisoners for the longest time. You don't think they're tough? You don't think they survived? Go meet an Australian. Very sweet. They don't tip, but they're very sweet. Not guys, man. And gals. Good-looking people. They should call it Ass-stralia. So much ass. But today, USA versus Australia. Who you got, man? I'm going with USA, man. Most likely, if they win today, they're in the World Cup. They're in the next round. So it should be a good match, you know. But Australia's got to win too, I believe. I think they won as well, if my memory corrects. And so this is going to be battle for first place. Whoever gets this, get ready. USA, all the way. But I can't wait. I want to watch that game, you know. It should be fun. Mexico won yesterday. They're pretty sure they're going to be in the next round. And they might have won their division. That'd be sweet. You know, it was a good game yesterday. So I can't wait for that, too. So much action-packed. You know, and I actually went to the movies last week. Guys, I'm actually getting out of my hole and checking out things. And I had to see it. Professional, I had to see it. What movie did I have to see? He-Man, guys. He-Man. I had the toys growing up, guys. I had to see what this noise was about, man. I thought it was okay, you know. They're doing this. I don't know what they're doing lately, guys. They did this with Indiana Jones. The last Indiana Jones. They did this with He-Man. Man, I don't know. But, hey, I guess it's just a different time is what I'm saying, man. But, you know, it's He-Man. It's CGI, AI, white chess, everything you need, man. You know, they could do it all. Skeletor looks sick. He looked just like the toy I had, man. He-Man didn't look like the toy I had, but Skeletor looked like the toy I had in my hands growing up, man. It was nice. You know, the one thing I didn't like, here's the one thing, is that, you know, it's He-Man. He has the power of Grayskull. He's got the sword, right? He's the chosen one, basically. He's the guy. The whole thing is named He-Man. Well, it's called Masters of the Universe, but he's the man. Right? He's the top guy. He saves it all. Saves the world. Saves it. Saves Eternia. And he beats Skeletor. He goes from another galaxy to another galaxy to another time back to another galaxy and finds his way, guys. I'm not ruining it for you, all right? He's He-Man. He's the top guy. With his power, he's able to save people's lives. You know? Well, the first thing I like, they had the battle cat? And it was talking. It was talking, and I felt like it should have been more in the movie. That's one thing. Are you here? Are you here? No. Do you hear me? I hope you do. The battle cat started talking. It should have been more in the movie, but you know what? I can forgive all that. The one thing I needed He-Man after he saves the world. After he swings that sword around and takes Skeletor down. He saves everybody in that planet, in that town. But he doesn't kiss the girl. He doesn't get the girl. It doesn't make sense to me, guys. It doesn't make sense to me. He's got a girl there. She says, "You save me." She tells him everything, but he gets friend-zoned, man. He-Man doesn't get friend-zoned. Farku gets friend-zoned, but not He-Man. He's the guy who saved the whole galaxy. Let him kiss the girl. You don't even have to say they dated, but just kiss the girl. He got friend zone, man. He-Man gets friend zone. He doesn't have the power. Not at all of it. He needs to take some classes. He needs to look up some YouTube videos. He needs to... Who's that guy? He needs to talk to that guy. Andrew Tate. He's the top dog. And if he doesn't, and I'm cool with if he doesn't kiss the girl, kiss the guy. He's He-Man. I'm okay with that. You saved the whole galaxy. We could flip it. I know the times now, dude. We could flip it around. Let him kiss the guy then. If anything, he should be able to. He's got the power. He could do anything. He could be a guy. He could be a girl. He could be anything. He could kiss anyone. But he needs to kiss someone. If he wants to kiss that battle cat, I'm okay with that too. I'm telling you guys, it didn't make sense to me. I could believe because he's holding down a sword. All of a sudden, he has the power. I could believe a talking cat, a talking lion, a talking panther. I could believe that. I could believe a guy whose neck stretches 10 feet high. I could believe all that. I do not believe He-Man can't get one smooch. I can't believe that, dude. That's improbable to me. You know, he needs one smooch. I understand this movie's for kids. We don't need a sex scene. We just need a kiss scene. That's all we need. I don't need my He-Man didn't get friend zone. Okay, guys. I don't like that. Same thing with Indiana Jones, the last one. Why didn't people like it? Because he doesn't get the girl. Indiana Jones gets the girl. The hero gets the girl. Or the guy. It's okay. Pick which one. But he needs to get his tongue inside of another mouth. That's right. You don't save a galaxy without getting a kiss. Come on. If I was in the writer's room, dude, I'd be like flipping over tables. What do you mean He-Man gets friend zone? Who the hell do you guys think you are? He's got the power. I would get mad, man. They lucky I wasn't in there, man. You know, the writers, I would have fired each writer, man. Each one of them. Not once. You guys, not one smooch, not even on the cheek. You know, there should have been a compromise. That's my problem with He-Man. You know, you want AI to take over jobs? Is that what AI's doing? Not letting humans connect? Not showing human affection? Yeah, let's show the humans kill each other. Let's show the humans cut people's heads off. Let's show the humans stab people with swords. But do not let a human kiss another human. Don't you dare put that in that film. It sounds like it's AI has taken over, guys. The AI writers are here, and they don't want human affection. I don't like it, guys. This needs to change. This needs to change. My He-Man doesn't get friend-zoned. It goes in the danger zone. No condom. No problem. That's where it goes. We're in Hollywood. What's going on? Use your imagination. I don't know what's going on with Hollywood, man. I don't know, man. He-Man should have been a film, not a movie. They just made it another movie. One kiss, and all of a sudden, now it's a film. Now it's Oscar worthy. You know? That's my opinion here. Shouts out to all. Let me know if you've seen He-Man, Masters of the Universe. He's master of the friend zone. That's what he is. Oh, you got a little sword? Oh, you got muscles and abs? Oh, you can't even get a kiss. Get out of here. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. If you want music, give me a call. 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world. 1-415-766-4428. You let me know. We got it all. We got what you need. We got what you want. We got everything you've been dreaming of. Let's get back into the music. I got some new music from Boards of Canada. The song is called Hydrogen, Helium, Lithium, Leviathan. This is Boards of Canada with the song Hydrogen, Helium, Lithium, Leviathan. New music to your eardrums. Radio Valencia.